Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. Students at MIT are praising the school for its response to the most recent suicide of a student. Freshman Matthew Nearing killed himself in an academic building last weekend. MIT was quick to inform the students and last night held a gathering to remember Nearing. WBUR's Fred Tice was there.
Hundreds of people filled the memorial lobby of MIT's main building, Building 10. This was not a memorial service. People were offered hot chocolate and cider, cookies and brownies, and they were encouraged to talk to one another. Most of them did not know Matthew Nearing, yet they felt the need to gather.
I think the whole campus feels stunned.
Thea Keith Lucas is the MIT Episcopal chaplain.
This age group is prone to suicide. It's happened in so many lives already that they've lost someone or they've known someone who's thought about it. So, we mourn an individual, but it also connects for a lot of the students to other friends they're worried about or worries they might have for themselves.
People of college age are 5 times as likely to kill themselves as the general population. But college students are only half as likely to do so as the general population their age. This is the second student suicide at MIT this academic year, and it brought at least one mom to last night's gathering. She's encouraged by MIT's increasing transparency on suicide. She did not want to give her name in order to protect her daughter's privacy.
I decided to fly in to see my daughter because she's extremely upset. One coming on the heels of another does affect the students quite a bit. And they're trying to grapple and understand as anybody would in a time like this and try to find a reason, knowing very well that sometimes there are no reasons.
This time, the university was public about what happened because the family approved it. Yura Ko, a junior mechanical engineering major, welcomes the open approach.
If they felt that they could disclose it, I think that it shows that the environment and the taboo-ness around suicide is changing. I think it's a change for the better.
Freshman Anna Marie Baer takes heart that President Raphael Rafe has invited a group from her class to meet with him to talk about their feelings about the suicide, which she ascribes to the pressure at MIT.
At MIT, the culture is that everyone's always stressed and everyone's always talking about how much they have going on, and there is a pressure to always do the best in your classes while doing multiple extracurriculars.
MIT does not release suicide statistics, so it's not possible to see if that pressure leads to a higher rate of suicide than at other universities. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.